This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In the morning.
Doing my own jingle.
Hi there. It's the DJV program. Yeah, I'm Dudley. But most of my radio friends call me Doug, and I do mean friends. It's really fabulous to have all these people that are the reason for all of us being here, and we keep that in mind every single day, every single minute, every single hour. Jennifer Horn is here to help us, as is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, understand, not predict, but try to understand what the hay is going on, and I think it's important that we get right to the meat of the most important story of the day, those two wrestlers who are pregnant, Jennifer. What the hell is going on here? How are they related?
They're twins.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's why everybody's making a big deal about it. And Nikki and Brie Bella is who you're talking about. They're the ones, they were the Bella twins in wrestling. They have the show, show Total Divas and Total Bellas on E!, and both of them got pregnant, I guess, within a week of each other. All around Nikki's engagement, they had gone to France, and I guess Brie and her husband, who's a wrestler, Daniel Bryan, had been trying to get pregnant for a while, and they kind of given up. Maybe God's will was only for them to have one kid, so they had stopped and stopped trying really hard anyway. And she started feeling bad on her trip to France, where Nikki Bella happened to get engaged, her sister, twin sister, to Artem, who was her dance partner on Dancing with the Stars. Nikki used
this
to be.
This was all on the show? I feel like I would want to watch this now. This is juicy.
Yeah. I don't know how much of it they said on the show, but I'm sure they got engaged on the show. I'm sure that's part of the next Total Bella season. They got engaged in France with Artem's family there, and they just announced that they were engaged after the first of the year. And then yesterday it was revealed to People magazine by coincidence, I'm sure. Not coordinated at all.
How come it didn't get on TMZ like everything else does?
I don't know. When I threw up a little in my mouth is when I was watching the video with the two of them sitting there all decked out. I'm Brie, I'm Nikki, and we're the Bella twins, and we're pregnant. And I thought, oh, God. Ugh.
Well, that's a statement that when she was with John Cena, well, I guess that Artem had, while they were dancing, she had some statement saying that she didn't, he said something about he wanted to have kids, and she said she didn't really want kids, but then it made me remember vaguely that when she was with John Cena, I thought the whole thing about them was that she wanted to get married and have kids.
She did.
So I guess maybe she changed her mind after, or at least told the press that
she
didn't
want
kids.
Well, I think she was kind of, she was lying to stay with John Cena, I think. He said he would never marry her, that he never wanted to get married. She's like, okay, I'll give it up. And that was actually a storyline.
He's so going to get married and have kids with someone
else. Oh, I know. Totally. And that's the thing, is that I think, you know, for someone to say they have a hard and fast rule that they're never going to get married, it's because you haven't met the right person that you want to marry. But anyway, so he said, I'm never going to marry you. We're going to just live like this. That's how I want it. He had been married before. And then I guess that he softened because they were having some trouble. So he softened and they got engaged. And then she actually broke the engagement with him. And then they kind of got back together and then they were kind of apart. Because once they got engaged, then he said, well, we're going to get married, but we're never going to have kids. So I don't know.
These two don't look like they can wrestle away out of a paper bag.
They were actually really
muscular.
Good.
She's
the Nikki Bella is the longest reigning WWE Women's Champion, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are they? I mean, they're thin, but that's because they're in amazing shape.
Don't look like.
Well, they're both retired from wrestling, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, look at Gronk. He got so skinny after he stopped playing football.
They were always that skinny.
Drugs.
Although they used to call, which is so irritating, they used to call Nikki Bella the fat one.
Oh.
And there is nothing fat about Nikki Bella, but because she's got a bigger structure than Brie, I guess they used to call her.
So the guy's name is Artem Chivinsky. What is that?
I think.
How about C H I G V I N T S E V?
I think it's
Chigvinciv.
I don't know.
You can't pronounce anyone who's a pro on Dancing with the Stars, so don't even try.
I doubt she knows what her name's going to be when she gets married. She's going to go by Nikki Bella.
Well, it's also less than a year since she broke up with John Cena.
Yeah,
so.
Well, they've been together, or she and Artem have only been together about a year or so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good luck to them.
Yep, there you go,
they
ladies and gentlemen.
Love.
That is the number one story of the hour, starting with the Bella Twins. Now let's go to another drama. Whether it is to be or not to be, the question now is up to the White House, or that's what some people think. John Bolton's got a book, or maybe he's got a book. Apparently the White House is trying to stop him, Jennifer, from publishing his book because it contains top secret information.
Just the fight back and forth, because John Bolton, the White House's tweet.
Melodramatic.
The White House's tweet that John Bolton hasn't come out and either affirmed or denied the story that the New York Times published over the weekend, basically saying that in the book, John Bolton says blah blah blah. Well, there's no excerpt from the book. There's no context. It's someone who said that they looked at the manuscript and that it said these things.
Who is this
and
someone? Who is this?
We don't know. It's an anonymous. It's an anonymous source, but it can be. We think that it's probably someone that works for the NSC, which is the National Security Council, because John Bolton just turned the manuscript over to the NSC this weekend. And then, wink, wink, that person ran with it to the New York Times. And wink, wink, John Bolton has a lot of friends on the NSC who might do him a solid and leak that. Now, John Bolton hasn't confirmed or denied it, but what he has done is sent out a link to pre-order his book in March. And so the White House is like, dude, okay, you're going to try to sell books off of this. You're not going to confirm or deny your statements.
So can they legally stop him? Is there some legal precedent? Is there some way?
Well, sure. That's why he turned his stuff into the NSC to begin with, because they have to make sure that there's nothing, no intelligence,
right?
Yeah, they have to approve it.
So the people that want him to testify, they must realize that this is a circus, that this is all a show, all a way for Bolton. I mean, how obvious do you have to make this for somebody not to trip on themselves? This is ridiculous.
But there must be something in the manuscript, though, that even made the White House send a letter. So there has to be something in there, because they said it was, classified information. But what's
going? Well, he's going through probably conversations that he had with the president. He's talking about the president and his disagreement with North Korea. So the thing is, and this is, you'll notice, like James Mattis or General John Kelly, the president's former chief of staff, they all have been offered books, but they have all said, we can't do them until after this president is out of office. And so that's really the appropriate response, and that's the response of anybody being appropriate and not thinking of themselves before the national interest.
You think John Bolton is thinking of himself? My heavens, how could that be, Jennifer? You've always said he was a swell guy.
I still respect John Bolton. I have not changed on that. But I do think that he and Trump have such a different worldview, and that he is so
last time I checked, Trump's still the president, right? Not John Bolton?
Right. But that's part of their disagreement. And that's one of the things that
Who's president? Who's running the country?
Yeah, because John Bolton wanted to do all of these things. And look, I probably, to be quite honest, line up with John Bolton's worldview more than I line up with Trump's worldview.
You're gonna blow up everything?
Trump's, if you have a few extra bombs lying around,
Right, okay. So,
remind us not to get on Jen's bad side.
No, right. That's right. Nobody gets on Jen's bad side. So there's a lot of hoopla going on here in Los Angeles, but I think it's trickling around the rest of the country about TMZ. Harvey Levin's been all over the place on the local talk radio stations here trying to justify leaking the news of Kobe Bryant's death before his wife knew about it. And so the
question is, his wife didn't know yet?
No.
No, wife they didn't know.
So now,
oh my God, that's horrific. I didn't know that.
So here we go. And she started getting phone calls. So the question does come as to what's the responsibility of the police department? Because that's what Harvey Levin's doing. He's pointing his finger. He may have a black eye on this, but I don't know. Jennifer, you might be closer to it if you talked about it yesterday morning on your local program. The responsibility of the police to notify the closest family members when something like this happens. The police knew who it was within minutes. They knew where the helicopter, they knew it was his helicopter. They figured out what was going on.
Yeah, but
they
to
knew.
The defense of the police in this particular case, they knew the helicopter had Kobe Bryant on it. They knew the helicopter had crashed, but it was in this place that was very steep. So when they sent crews over to it, which I know they did because I have the Citizen app, and it said, there's a plane crash in Calabasas on my thing. No, way before I knew it was Kobe Bryant, it literally 2 seconds after it crashed, I got a notification on my Citizen app. But it was steep terrain, so the police had to probably go up there and see if there were any survivors or, I mean, how irresponsible would it have been to call Vanessa Bryant and say, hey, your husband's dead, and then all of a sudden he was alive.
But
now, what
for
they
her
could
to
have
hear
done,
about it on TMZ,
I agree.
Who's the bad guy here?
I don't think there is a bad guy, actually.
Harvey Levin said yesterday, because now I'm just catching up on this, he said that Kobe's people gave him the permission to run with the story.
Yes, he did say that.
Now, that's so... See, I didn't know she would have asked for permission. I feel like if
but
someone...
But who are
the
Kobe's
news,
people? Who is it?
Right.
Listen. Here's the quote. Harvey Levin said, quote, we dealt with Kobe's people and we were told very clearly that Vanessa had been notified before he ran the story. That's what he's saying. So... Here's the thing. Now, when he was asked about the other families of the victims, he said that about them being notified, he said that is a fair point, meaning the other people did not know, but he says Vanessa Bryant did know. So that's what he's going to stick with. I just still don't understand how did TMZ know before anybody else did?
Because they're all over Calabasas.
I know they're everywhere.
And
it's
they
crazy.
Have tips probably everywhere. And so, the thing with TMZ is that they have these reporters that are commissioned just everywhere looking for tips and looking for stories. I mean, there's a whole team that just live at LAX at the airport and just wait.
If you look at the crew, if you ever watch that TV show, there's probably 35, 40 people in that room that are all out on assignment during the day before they tape that thing about 8 o'clock at night. So, that's what
he also added that they were dealing with Kobe's people for an hour before they published the story and that they said go for it. So,
I have to tell you, the first person that covered it that I could see, because I actually saw, how did it happen? Oh, I know what it was. So on Saturday... Or on Sunday when it happened, I was just walking around the house. Before, the only thing I had seen on my phone is my Citizen app had gone off, and it said there was a plane crash in Calabasas. Okay, I didn't pay much attention to it. I had turned on the television just to probably watch the Golden Girls on Sunday, and I had Fox News on. I know that's a big surprise to all of you. And so when I turned it...
Wait a minute. Fox News and the Golden Girls on.
I'm
85. One on
what
you die.
So I went to turn the Golden Girls on probably, but it was on Fox News, and they were showing this helicopter crash, and I'm like, oh, no, where is this? Because I was just expecting to see more impeachment junk. And so I look, and it said Kobe Bryant was believed to be on this plane. And Fox News, I think, was actually the first. I went to CNN. I went to some of the other networks, nothing. And then that's when my phone blew up with the TMZ update, literally probably 2 minutes after I looked at Fox. So it was already out there. I mean, with a story this big, you can't expect someone's going to sit on it, I don't think.
All right, so one of the nice things that's happened out of this, Shaquille O'Neal supposed to have a Super Bowl party just before the game this weekend. By the way, I'm going to say Super Bowl. What are they going to do, sue me?
You can say Super Bowl stupid. As long as you're not making any money off of it. So if you're just talking about the game, that's fine. But if you're, like, giving away tickets or something, you can't say it.
All right, so anyway, he's going to have the party, and all the proceeds from the event is going to be given to the victims' families in the crash. So I thought that was kind of a cool
thing. That's nice.
Yeah, it is kind of a cool thing.
Mark Cuban also, I know you were a fan of Mark Cuban. He issued a statement yesterday that no Maverick, Dallas Maverick, is ever going to wear the number 24 again. He's retired that number in honor of Kobe. Yeah.
Time to retire your credit card debt. Speaking of retiring, credit card debt hotline is available right now for you at 800-560-6760. So if you've got a headache because your credit card debt's as high as it is, call 800-560-6760 now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Talk about this song the other day. Billie Eilish is who we're listening to, folks. She's going to perform at the Oscars, it would seem. DJV time is 23 after on this Thursday program. Jen and Victoria, Kara, you and me listening to one of her performances called When the Party's Over. She'll be on stage at the 92nd Academy Awards a week from this weekend. The Academy's billing it as a special performance. Come just a couple of weeks after she performed a one. Remember last week? 5 Grammys, 62nd annual Grammy.
Nice. She's thinking time. The party's over. Do you think anybody believes Billie Eilish has ever gone to a party?
I'm sure at this point she has.
Yeah. She looks a little deep and dark. Of course the party's over.
Well, I mean, she might stand in the corner, but I'm sure she's been at the party.
Oh, gosh.
And we also talked about earlier in the month that she's going to do the title song to the new James Bond film, No Time to Die. They're working on that now. Her brother Phineas is a collaborator with her. Is he on most everything with her? Is he working on the lyrics and stuff?
And he's a really good writer, isn't he? The one that
And
so are they sharing, one would wonder? Are they sharing equally?
Well, he got all of the... He won all the trophies that she won except for Best New Artist. So,
I wonder how they're doing in the money department. It's just that... Out of curiosity.
You know, I kind of was wondering that too, because he's on tour with her. He plays guitar and plays
should be
piano.
A 50-50 deal.
So I would hope
he's
it
responsible
is.
Responsible for coming up with all these songs. Billie Eilish, the youngest artist in history to write and record a Bond theme song. The two Bond songs that have won original song both in the past decade. Adele, remember, got it for Skyfall.
That's, to me, is the best Bond opening of any Bond movie.
Very good movie.
When he, when he falls off that bridge and then Adele's voice comes in, oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam Smith got it in 2015.
Not a fan of that song.
Spectre. I'm not a fan of his. I'm trying to get into Billie Eilish because you guys are so excited about him.
Well, Billie Eilish is a girl.
Does nothing for me.
Okay.
No, I know that.
Sam Scott.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. 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 I'm with you. Sam Smith does absolutely nothing for me either. Yeah. And I didn't even like that movie. I didn't like the movie. I didn't like that song. I can't believe it won the Oscar.
So they got they have another, 2 months? Because the movie's coming out the 1st of April, which is a month earlier than they said it was going to. It was supposed to have been a May sort of summer movie. It's sort of surprising it's coming out in April. Anyway, Eilish was the first artist to sweep the big four Grammy Awards album, record, song of the year, plus the best new artist since Christopher Cross did it 39 years ago. Cross also performed on the Oscar stage. Though in this case it was the following year when he performed Best Original Song, the theme from the movie Arthur, which in the annals of movies that I have liked in my life, this is right up there. I don't know if it's in the top 10. The guy who starred in is my namesake in a sense. I don't know whose name. His name is Dudley Moore.
Yeah.
Very good guy. He was a cool, calm and collected sort of guy in a strange way. A song which he co-wrote with Burt Bacharach, Carol Bayer Sager, and Peter Allen won the Academy Award in 1981. So, good luck to Billie Eilish. I am getting into her a little bit more than I was before because of you three. Thank you. All right, Super Bowl pregame show announcement yesterday. More acts been added to the lineup for the weekend. Pitbull, Dan and Shay, DJ Khalid. Yolanda Adams are set to make appearances during the Tailgate Tropical in Miami as part of the pregame program. The party kicks off at 2 o'clock Eastern time. The game doesn't start until what? Is it 5? 6? Huh? 6?
6. 6:30.
And the show... this will drive some people nuts. I see Sean Hannity is going to interview the president on Friday. That'll be the pregame television show on Fox before the game. Hannity interviews. Did you see that, Jennifer?
That's consistent. Yeah. The president usually gets interviewed.
Yeah, right. Dan and Shay will reportedly perform Tequila. Pitbull's set will include Get Ready. Is that the old Get Ready?
No, it's their take on Black Betty with Blake Shelton.
Thank you. Demi Lovato sings the national anthem. The 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Anybody going to watch this game? You guys excited?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to see the halftime show with Jennifer Lopez.
And the commercials.
Yeah.
I like the commercials.
Right, that's
although
right.
Although I do like Jimmy G, so yes.
Do we have any audio of many of the commercials to play later? What's today? Thursday? So tomorrow? No, yes, yes, no?
I don't know if they're out yet. There are a lot of them aren't even debut. There are some teasers, but most of them are just...
has been released because he's dead. They killed him.
29 past the hour.
Put your hands up. Now say, whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam. Whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam. Whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam. Get ready to ride. Whoa, get ready, bam-a-lam. Whoa, get ready.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At yesterday's edition of the impeachment trial against President Trump in the Senate, Trump attorney Alan Dershowitz claimed he has never seen a more divisive time in America. And Dershowitz had this warning.
This will just be the beginning of a recurring weaponization of impeachment whenever one house is controlled by one party and the presidency is controlled by another party.
President Trump saying the nightmare that was NAFTA is over. He signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement into law yesterday in a ceremony at the White House.
This is a colossal victory for our farmers, ranchers, energy workers, factory workers, and American workers.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi applauding Democrats who she says made the original draft of the deal better. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, V for victory, J for joy, D for... What do we do with Doug? What do you do?
Delightful.
Thank you.
Good one. I was
That's
really
very good. Good save, yeah. Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Probably the only D words I know aren't positive.
Yeah, me too. Tom Dopey. Okay. All right. Kara Schillen. Doing a very effective job, as usual, at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Jennifer is in Los Angeles, as I am today. I'll be on the farm tomorrow. Victoria is in New Jersey. Looks like a good weekend for weather, even though there was a storm. You, the news media, we're going to have one hell of a storm this weekend in the east. Really? Where is it? It seems to have gone push.
I hope it's not on Saturday, is it?
No, it's not. It's the weekend. Okay. Weather's cleaned up.
Okay.
So
what are you going to do on Saturday? That sounds.
Well, I'm going to be on a boat, so that's why I just didn't want to.
Boat?
Yeah, exactly.
Why
it's
are you
a ferry,
on a boat
but
in the wintertime? Where are you going?
Well, because I'm taking a ferry into the city. So
what's his name?
Ferry across the Mersey.
Oh, I think that was funny.
Wait, I didn't hear it. What
you're taking a ferry? I said
me.
What? I said you're taking a ferry. I said what's his name? Nothing.
Barry? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
That comes from
that
the same. That comes from the same floppy disk as my rice wine comment.
That was a great
last week.
Joke.
Yeah. Kate, you convinced me. Then waste it on Brian and don't waste it here, will you, please?
Hey, as long as I laugh, that's all. You know, I tell myself stupid jokes all the time. I got caught. Okay, this is really stupid. And then back to sadness. Yeah. But I was in a meeting yesterday, and somebody said something that no one else laughed at. It just struck me as funny because I thought of something else. And so I must have had a smile on my face because, as you know, Doug, I can't
snarky.
Hide anything.
Yeah,
no,
right.
But I'm expressive. My face is very expressive.
It's
and
snarky.
So I'm just kind of laughing in my own, like, you know, in my own mind, I'm laughing at this little joke that I told myself, and I got called out. What's going on? Did I say something funny? Oh, no. No, I'm just laughing at my own jokes.
You're like, no, I'm just a psychopath and I make up my own jokes. That's what you're going to say next time. Yeah.
Well, the good thing is that the two of you have great laughs. Jennifer's laugh is great. Victoria's laugh is great. And that adds to whatever stupid stories or jokes you're telling. Even if it's a bad joke, the laugh kind of carries it through. And I think that's something that we all have to remember. Sometimes the laugh. I had somebody, who was it? A man, I think it was Skinner. Who used to tell jokes and she'd laugh at her own jokes and they were really awful. But sometimes
she was really abrasive too. No offense.
Yeah, well, she was abrasive, yes. That's for sure. Okay. The situation with Vanessa Bryant, I just think it deserves a few minutes of our time, Victoria, with her first statement and then all the people, you know, everybody is saying, I wish I could hug them, bless them, kiss them, that sort of stuff. And I have never actually seen a picture of this lady before. I've seen pictures of him with, well, I've seen more video of him with his daughter, who's the basketball player in the last few days.
Yeah.
But the other kids that he has, he seemed to have been, quite a dedicated. I think after that incident, which was it in Las Vegas and all of that hoopla about it, I think it really did, from what I can see or sense, even though there still is some controversy about it. And that's honest. It's okay. The relationship he had with his children, I don't know about his wife, but I'm guessing it was okay. I mean, she must have been a little more than
taken
back. Well,
she filed for divorce in 2011.
I remember
and then,
that.
Yeah, and then they reconciled. They went to therapy, and they seemed, in 2013, they announced they were calling off the divorce. They had spent 2 years working on their relationship. It seemed to have worked, and they, from all accounts, and it seems in the last, you know, chunk of years that they've been very happy and really united as a family, and having, they have a 6-month-old baby, you know, which is extra sad that she'll never know her father or her sister, but there was even talk of them wanting to try to have a fifth baby this year. So I guess they were in a very good place, thankfully, because you don't want to be in a not good place when something like this happens.
No.
Because that can haunt someone for the rest of your life. She's also, you know, like a 38-year-old widow with 3 kids left to raise on her own. The whole situation is really just awful.
And what will happen is her friends, hopefully, she's got good, solid friends who will, and I don't know if anybody, and I say this advisedly because I don't want it to sound in a sense like she can't take care of herself, but with close to $1 billion in her name and the family's name, there are going to be people that are coming around trying to take advantage of
that. Suck that money out of her,
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah,
but I think that the way he was such a smart business person, I think that everything is probably tied up very well for the kids and for her. And I don't know that that would be that much of a
concern. What did she say, Victoria?
Well, obviously everyone's been waiting to see if she would release a statement. And last night on Instagram, she did. And it's a long statement, but I'll just give you a few of the highlights of it. She started out by saying, "My girls and I want to thank the millions of people who've shown support and love during this horrific time. Thank you for all your prayers. We definitely need them. We're completely devastated by the sudden loss of my adoring husband, Kobe, the amazing father of our children, and my beautiful, sweet Gianna. We're also devastated for the families who lost their loved ones on Sunday, and we share in their grief intimately. There aren't enough words to describe our pain right now. I take comfort in knowing that Kobe and Gigi both knew that they were so deeply loved." And she said there, then she went on to say that she doesn't know what life is going to look like beyond today. I can only imagine the young girls losing their sister and their father. And she said, but we're just going to basically, you know, take it one day at a time. And she said, to honor our Team Mamba family, that's the Mamba Sports Foundation that Kobe started. That's the anytime you saw pictures of Gianna playing in the black and white jersey, it said Mamba Academy. That's his academy that he started for girls basketball. So they've set up a Mamba on 3 fund to help support the other families who are on this affected by the helicopter crash. And she said, to donate, please go to mambaon3.org. And to further Kobe and Gianna's legacy in youth sports, you can donate to mambasportsfoundation.org. So, and then she just thanked everyone for their prayers, and that was it.
Since this was posted, 6,724,774 likes.
Yep.
For the statement. So, just as an aside, every time I click onto a story about Vanessa, Jessica Simpson's picture and some video comes up. What's going on with her?
Oh, that's a crazy story. That is a crazy story, right? She was a huge boozer.
Help yourself.
She said that she never had. Everywhere she went, she had a cup full of alcohol filled to the
sparkly cup. Because she's
really?
My soul sister.
Until when?
Do you have a sparkly cup of booze? Although, actually,
I would like one.
You could use it.
I would actually like it. But yeah. No, she said that like she was abused, sexually abused as a child. And then when she got into her relationship with very toxic John Mayer, I swear that guy. It, like, ruins
he's
everybody.
Been in and out of everybody's life. Look what Taylor
Swift. Literally. Yeah, and that was when she dyed her hair dark.
He did Jennifer Aniston, and I say he did. He did all
these. And he did.
Yeah,
and Katy Perry. He also dumped Jessica for Jennifer Aniston, and she said that she didn't see it coming because all he ever did every time he saw a picture of Jennifer Aniston, like on a tabloid, he would just pick up the magazine and go, "I don't get like the hype around her." And I when I remember reading that a long time ago, and I was saying, that should have been your first clue, girl. That he obviously had a fixation.
If
with
you
Jennifer
wanted
Aniston.
To say about something about it, but she said that he was like he'd act like he was obsessed with her, and I guess she felt a lot of pressure to try to be as smart and intellectual as him. So she started drinking a lot during that relationship, and apparently it just carried on where she would be drinking literally all day long. Mm-hmm. And then I guess in 2017 it was Halloween, and she couldn't even get her kids dressed to take them out trick or treating. Because she was schnockered.
I wonder what her husband thought all along this time.
Well, and that's what she doesn't talk about it. She does say that he got sober with her.
Right.
So maybe he drank a little bit too. I don't know. But I guess she said to him after that morning she woke up and she felt so terrible that she didn't even know who got her kids dressed for Halloween that she said, this is it. And she got treatment and she's been clean and sober. I guess she would take pills too, which probably led to the interaction with drinking and her husband went sober with her, and so the two of them haven't had anything to drink in a couple of years, and there you go. Now she's got a new
book. I've always had a lot of respect for her. I
like her.
Why.
I don't hate her.
No. Well, what hate is
she's very right. sweet. I interviewed her a couple times. She's really nice. The dad was so creepy.
Yeah.
He was, and then he came out as, he was a preacher, and then now he's gay, and he's an artist.
Did he come on to Nick?
No wonder
the story.
That's what Nick Lachey, and you know what Nick Lachey said years ago, that he always thought that the father had it out for him, but then he also felt like the father was flirting with him too at the same time.
Yeah,
and then it kind of all made sense to him.
I was. Yeah, let's just give a couple of more seconds. There's got to be some gossip about the former prince and his wife Meghan. We haven't talked about them since Monday.
Well, the latest is that she's apparently looking for representation in Hollywood, so she wants to get back into acting.
She'll get it. Yeah, just because of her name now, she'll get work. All right.
Well, she was good on Suits, right?
Yeah, she was fine on Suits. Yeah, she was very convincing. I was good. That was a very good show, by the way. It kind of got lost on USA, even though it was on for 9 seasons. Good cast and good stories. That was one of the better shows. No crime. It was just good. It's kind of like All Rise, that judge show on CBS. Mm-hmm. That is, I haven't watched TV because out here I have to go to bed.
Welcome to my life.
So anyway, National Croissant Day is upon us, boys and girls. Most of us know it is a. You got some right there?
Yeah. I wish. I love croissants. I wish.
Every Sunday morning. We go to the farmer's market with Miles, Brendan, and Sophie and I, and the first thing he wants is a chocolate croissant. And so he'll look at me, and I'll say, okay, I'm having half of that with you. And he'll say, huh, what do you mean, Gramps? And he'll give me a bite. But the croissants that are here are a lot different than the first ones, I think. French specialty, the croissant actually originated in Austria, called the Kipferls. Marie Antoinette first introduced the Austrian pastry to France when she married into the royal family over there and requested the simple cake in crescent shape of her homeland. Ah, I didn't know that, so that's news,
that's
Victoria.
Cute. I did not know that. Yeah. I know. It's interesting.
Yeah. French bakers created fancier versions of the croissant, and thus the birth. So the croissant is in the shape, so that crescent equals mm-hmm. croissant. Hello. Duh, got it.
And wow.
And I'm laughing. Oh, come on. What do you mean,
it's
wow?
It's amazing when things, like when you have a light bulb moment.
Light goes up.
Yes. I know, right? Like, wow.
All right. I'll spend a minute talking about a couple of things that are of note here. For the audience that's more my age than your age, we have such a broad spectrum here, and I'm very thankful for that. The ladies are pretty much... millennials and little X generation X stuff. Whereas my generation grew up with rock and roll music, the 50s and 60s. I started as a disc jockey. I did a paper, a 2-hour paper last night, surveying my career, and I hadn't done this ever. So I was a great player, and it happened because during the day, Harry Harrison, who was one of the most fabulous disc jockeys in the history, because he could say nothing in a way that was so fabulous. He spent 42 years in New York radio doing mornings. That's why I'm surprised you haven't heard of him, Victoria. He was on the air, and he started...
What station was he on? Because that would
be... He started WMCA, then he went to WABC, and then he was on CBS-FM until the end of his career.
Oh, that's oldies. Okay.
2003, yeah, right. So your mother probably listened to him.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, and so he passed away. He was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame last November, and I met him. I had not ever met him before, but he was one of those guys that, you know, we all looked up to. He was he was a generation ahead of me, really, in terms of being a jock. But he had that voice, and he had that demeanor. Kara, did you find a little snippet of his voice?
May I wish you not the biggest and best of life, but the small pleasures that make living worthwhile. Sometime during the new year, to keep your heart in practice, may you do someone a secret good deed and not get caught at it. May you find a little island of time to read that book.
Two-minute bit that he did, very famous in New York. He never was syndicated. Most of the guys that were around, he didn't like television, so he never did television. He stuck to radio. He started on a station in Peoria, Illinois, and only lasted 8 months there before he got a call. He was in Chicago at WCFL, and then he went quickly to New York and just stayed there from, actually, it was 61 or 62. Anyway, I was reminiscing yesterday because he had passed away, and I was thinking about how many people in that generation from that era are hitting the road. It was a fabulous era of radio. And again, ladies, it's not your wheelhouse, but certainly a lot of the people that listen to this program could find, if you were around in Cleveland or Chicago, any big city, there were always a half a dozen jocks. Here in Los Angeles, there were people like Robert W. Morgan and Rick Dees. Some of the people are still around, but a lot of them are hitting the trail. And so I was affected a little bit by this yesterday, and I wanted to just pass it on. It's sort of the end of an era for a lot of us in radio that are still working. The radio world has changed so much, but he was a very important part of it for a long time. So rest in peace. Jennifer, tonight, 10 seconds, what's the big TV show? Where'd she go?
I guess she's gone.
I'm right here. It's the big finale of The Good Place. After all of this time, we'll finally find out if they're going to heaven.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour for this Thursday. Toria Keelan is here with me on the focus of technology. I always learn from her. I feel like I know my place here. Maybe I don't feel like I know my place anywhere else. But here, I completely defer to you because you do the research and you know your way around, and I have zero credibility here. So when you're not here and I do this, I always kind of swallow hard before I do it and try not to apologize.
I'm not here and you read the tech report, I always pick stories that and write them that are friendly.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's put it that way.
All right. LED bulbs. I don't consider them friendly. I think they suck. I think LED bulbs are the biggest hoax that's been perpetrated. And now here's another reason not to like them, it looks like.
Well, I don't know about the hoax part of it, because they do what they're supposed to do. They last forever, and they are energy efficient. I don't like them because I find them to just be very glaring, and they're very harsh. Lots of blue light is emitted. That's why the bulbs are so bright. So we already know that blue light, looking at a computer screen, watching a laptop or a tablet too close to your face, is bad for your eyes. We already know that. Now, dermatologists are weighing in on this, saying it's also really bad for your skin. So this new evidence has been published in several new studies together. They were independently done, but they all had the same findings. And that high-energy visible light, which is sometimes referred to as HEVL, is emitted from these high-energy-efficient LED bulbs, it can cause photoaging and inflammation in the skin. That gives you free radical damage, which is also called oxidative damage. It can create problems with the skin that are wide-ranging, acne, pigmentation, eczema, collagen degradation. The list literally goes on and on. If you have melasma, if you have any type of even rosacea, like all of that gets worsened by exposure to LED light. So the study is actually really important right now because if you think about it, we're exposed to more artificial light than ever in history. And with the given exposure that we have for 8 hours a day, that, of course, isn't the same consequence as sunbathing on a beach all day without sunscreen. However, the amount of time that people spend indoors, and first of all, everyone's vitamin D levels are horrifically low. Dr. Oz has said for years, you know, if you live north of Atlanta, you need to take a vitamin D supplement. Yeah,
yep.
Because no one gets enough sunlight.
And you need the vitamin D to keep your calcium
right.
working properly in your body.
They have to go hand
important.
In hand. Yep. So if you think about it, everybody's indoors. Everybody's staring at a screen, multiple screens. Even the lighting in office spaces is now all switched to LED. In my apartment complex, they switch every bulb to LED because it lessens the electric bill. And mm-hmm. But now, only now are we really finding out that it's just so damaging to your skin. So dermatologists say that if you're using, and here's the bad news, commercially available sunscreens have minimal effect on reducing visible light-induced damage. So if you think, like, oh, I'm going to wear lots of sunscreen every day, it's not going to do anything. But what dermatologists are saying that can help, if you're a woman who wears makeup foundation, you actually are guarding against this, and maybe you don't even know it, because iron oxide, which is used to pigment powders and makeup foundation, is actually creating a physical barrier between your complexion and the visible light that's coming from LED. So that's great news if you're a woman who wears makeup every day. Now, if you're not a woman, or if you're a woman who doesn't wear makeup every day, there are some things you can do. You can get the iron oxide benefits by using a brush-on SPF. It's known as a physical sunscreen as opposed to a chemical one. So again, if you want to protect your skin, if you do look at a computer screen all day, at least you want to protect your face and your neck. So that's the latest in that. So we have to, you know, yet another thing we have to navigate around in our high-tech world.
There we go. All right, SpaceX in the news, launching 60 more satellites. What are they going to use these for?
This is for internet coverage. This is actually pretty great for people in rural areas. SpaceX, of course, Elon Musk's space company, they launched a fourth batch of internet beaming satellites this week, and they're making an unprecedented push to build a broadband internet business by deploying hundreds of satellites in 1 year. So 60 small satellites were fired into orbit from Cape Canaveral, and this batch joins the 170 others that are already in space, and they have 22 more launches lined up for 2020 alone. This is going to give them, this is called Starlink, it's the broadband constellation. It will have 1,500 satellites when it's all said and done.
Wow.
And eventually they that's this year, but then eventually they want to launch more than 10,000 satellites.
Good God.
And so, I know. So, and then they're even looking for approval in the long term for 30,000 satellites. And the goal, obviously, is to start giving internet service to parts of the United States and Canada that in rural areas that have no broadband.
Why can't they do like Sirius does? They only have 3 satellites, and they cover pretty much all of, what, North America, don't they, with 3 satellites?
Yeah, but that's a huge repeater network that XM had on the ground.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.